Near the shore of Lake Michigan in the Muskegon State Park, you can enjoy some typical winter recreation, cross-country skiing and ice skating. But for the more daring, there's the luge. Sliders, as luge riders are called, lie flat on their backs, zooming down icy tracks on sleds. It's a sport you don't hear a whole lot about, except maybe when the Winter Olympics roll around. But it's been a fixture here in Muskegon, Michigan for 14 years. And ever since the first track opened, business has grown steadily. Jim Rudisell oversees the luge runs here.
This is the top of our upper luge track right here. This is the big kahuna.
The track is 580 feet long and snakes down through white pines on these dunes near the lake. The designers worked with local environmentalists to keep the natural terrain of the park. So instead of clear-cutting the hillside, they wound the track around trees, preserving the beauty of the area while making the luge run more challenging.
We really had to follow the, you know, form of the park, and we didn't want to, you know, really adjust the character at all. So we're pretty fortunate in that matter. So that's the way it was designed, right on through the trees.
Some luge operations are high-tech, complete with indoor refrigerated tracks and lift systems that bring sliders and their sleds back to the top after a run. The Muskegon luge tracks, however, are a little more Spartan. They're made out of wood, and you have to climb to the top, lugging your 30-pound sled with you. Since there's no refrigeration, it's Mother Nature providing the cold temperatures and hard-working icing crews shaping the track every night.
I consider it just like concrete. You know, you're trying to make the flattest possible surface, and here you want the flattest possible curved ice. It's a lot of mixing with the snow and forming and shaping, and it's an art.
Speeds at this luge track don't come anywhere near those of Olympic athletes, but top speeds here have reached close to 50 miles an hour. So you may think this is only a sport for young hotshots, but Jim Rudisell says you'd be wrong.
We've got all kinds of people, kids from 5 years old. We've had 80-year-old ladies come out here and want to do the lower luge.
Well, that's just asking to break a hip. But luge coach John Chambers says it really is a safe sport when done correctly, and he insisted I had to try it myself to fully understand the appeal.
You ever been hurt?
Not bad. Bruises.
Big bruises?
Moderate bruises. Some people think that, you know, pinching a finger is a big bruise. And some people can fall off of motorcycles and call it a bruise.
That's hardly comforting. Nonetheless, I decided to give it a go. Coach Chambers is taking me to the beginner's run, the lower luge it's called. Speeds on this flatter, straighter track are more moderate, reaching about 20 miles an hour.
So you lay down, lift your feet up, point your toes together, and ideally they touch. Your toes touch.
One thing I quickly discovered is that it's not as simple as just lying on your back and letting gravity do the rest. You have to hold your head and your legs up in the air at the same time, in that feel-the-burn kind of position you see in Jane Fonda workout videos.
Then, how you steer. So it's four-point steering. You steer with your shoulders and your legs.
The sleds are extremely sensitive. It doesn't take much to make them turn. Experienced sliders often joke you don't even want to roll your eyes the wrong way, or you'll end up hitting a wall. But I figured if an 80-year-old lady can bruise, I mean luge, I could too. So I turned my microphone over to a friend to record the moment for posterity.
Here you go. Keep your toes together.
The guys here say the sport of luge is picking up momentum, and they expect within the next 10 years, luge tracks will start popping up at ski resorts all over the country. But as for me, I think I'll just stick to my all-time favorite wintertime activity, sitting in front of the fire, sipping a nice Cabernet. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Muskegon, Michigan.